Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you to the two panellists for their very interesting and stimulating presentations this morning. Ms. Algaya gave a comprehensive overview of the links between disarmament and the SDGs, the various ways that disarmament measures can contribute to the SDGs. I would only add that, of course, the various non-proliferation and disarmament regimes, such as the NPT and the BTWC, also have explicit mechanisms within them to facilitate the peaceful, the exchange of technologies for peaceful purposes as well, and this is a key part of the benefit of those particular regimes as well. The UK and the US, of course, have an initiative within the NPT on creating a sustained dialogue on the ways that nuclear technologies can contribute to the SDGs, and of course a strong non-proliferation safeguards regime around nuclear technologies gives governments and societies the confidence they need to use those technologies for peaceful purposes. What I think is perhaps lacking in this debate sometimes, though, is an analysis of the ways in which defence and security spending actually help development. We sometimes hear this notion that there is a symbiotic relationship between disarmament and development, or that there is some sort of binary trade-off between spending on defence and spending on development, or that spending on the military diverts funding from development. To my mind, this doesn't take into account the fact that defence investments are often necessary to deliver peace and security, which is in itself the key driver of development in society. That, of course, can be as basic as defending one's country from unprovoked aggression from one's neighbours, which, of course, sets back the development of a country. But it's also the case that civilians need to be protected from armed groups, or military operations can help to counter improvised explosive devices, or to clear contaminated land from unexploded ordnance, which can be released for development. So I wonder if the panellists could say a little bit more about the ways in which perhaps military and defence spending can, in some cases, support development, and whether there's any studies that can be done into that relationship. Thank you.